Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio. And now, the man who once had himself shipped to Kentucky just to test the global shipping program, our very own Priority Mail, Griff.
And thanks for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio. If you're listening live, today is October 6th, 2015. And if you're listening by the archives, this is show number 614. Today, we'll get the lowdown on the new pricing updates that were announced yesterday. We'll find out what's top of mind for one e-commerce expert at this time of year. We'll explore a helpful new way to handle returns, hear about one seller's journeys and the lessons they've learned along the way, and discover a new app for networking. We'll also talk with you, but first, here's the eBay Radio News, brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship.
Insertion fees, Nova Scotia, and Pez dispensers all feature in today's eBay Radio News for October 6, 2015. I'm Lee. And first of all, Griff, we need to tell people that if you're involved in an eBay transaction with someone in South Carolina or surrounding areas that are undergoing the awful flooding, be patient. eBay will have to, you know, get it sorted out later, but be kind and thoughtful and patient. Their lives are in great transition right now. No one knows the outcome or the numbers yet, but it's obviously...
It sounds terrible. It looks terrible.
Oh, yeah. It's very serious to that region, and the aftermath is going to be as well. So we all have to be patient as entrepreneurs. Exactly. A note from Jordan Sweetnam on eBay announcement board. He says he's listening to you. eBay is giving more free zero insertion fee listings starting October 15th. You also ask for more flexibility with the free listing formats and categories. That's checked off as well. eBay has expanded the categories so that more of your items qualify for the zero insertion fee allotment. And there's a lot more information to follow on today's eBay Radio show and also on the announcement board. A hockey trophy that has been lost for nearly 70 years and was considered very, very important to hockey history has been returned and placed on display in the Windsor, Nova Scotia Hockey Heritage Museum.
Oh.
The Star Shield, as it's called, was unveiled at the exhibition in Windsor this weekend after it was purchased on eBay from a British Columbia seller this summer. It was widely believed that the silver and wood plank was destroyed in a fire, but historian David Carter found it during an eBay search this summer. He instantly sent an email to the seller asking a few questions to authenticate the listing. Carter works for the Nova Scotia Museum. He was curious about how the historic East Coast plaque ended up in British Columbia, yet its journey across the country still remains a mystery. Markings on the trophy make it look like it did go through a fire. He paid $2,000 for the shield on eBay, and the buyer bought it in a flea market in British Columbia about 20 years ago, and the Hockey Museum paid $2,000 to buy the shield on eBay.
Wow.
So all is well in hockey land.
Well, that's good news.
Griff, this is so much fun. I have an item number for you.
Okay, let's go there.
Okay, it's 2818.
2818.
0987.
0987.
0172.
0172.
For the first time, eBay Government Relations is doing an auction. It's their first one. Look, they have one, you know, all to benefit the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America through Giving Works. Is it now called eBay for Charity?
It's called...
because it says eBay for Charity. It says Giving Works.
Yeah, it's something new, and I forget what they're calling it.
Okay, well, it's the leading post-9/11 veteran empowerment organization, and we're sure the eBay Radio community will love this item number. Again, it's 2818-0987-0172. So, Griff, you want to tell us what it is?
Well, it's a U.S. President's Collectible Pez Candy Dispensers, Volume 7. 1933 to 1969, and it contains a Pez dispenser for each of the following presidents with their likeness on the top: Dwight D. Eisenhower, Harry Truman, Franklin Roosevelt, John F. Kennedy, and Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Because it's through 1969.
Yeah, okay. So there's... You can collect all the presidents and have them dispensing Pez all over the place.
And it's autographed by eBay founder Pierre Omidyar.
Yeah, it's got a Pierre Omidyar.
So you can click to follow seller Main Street GR. That's them. This is the first time they've ever sold anything.
Well, aren't they sweet?
Main Street GR. And let us know if you win one of their auctions, because there are other things up there as well.
Yes, there are.
So, Griff, lastly.
Yeah.
Is that even a word, lastly?
Yeah, lastly's a word.
Okay. It's time for our periodic eBay listings for political candidates. We put the leading candidates of each party into the eBay search engine, followed by 2016. So their full name, 2016. So if the vote were to happen today using eBay listings, we have on the Democrat side, of course, we're talking about right now, I guess, the primaries. We have on the Democrat side Hillary Clinton with 8,834.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie Sanders with 4,747.
Ooh.
Now, on the Republican side, Donald Trump has 8,093 listings, Ben Carson, 1,722, and Carly Fiorina, 1,064. Of course, this is a straw poll of sorts, and Hillary and Donald have been around on eBay longer than the rest, so we have to take that in consideration. But, you know, in previous years, we've never been wrong, so it should be interesting in 2016 to see what happens.
There's always a first time.
There's always a first. That's right. That's eBay Radio News for October 6, 2016, brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, whatever you ship. I'm Lee Mirabal. Now back to eBay Radio, where you got the grip.
All right, here we go.
You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Yes, indeed.
So the new pricing update's pretty exciting, Griff. All those additional free listings, fantastic news for sellers.
Yes, it is. I think it's always good news, and we'll be talking with the team leaders behind the new updates. In just a few minutes, they're going to come on to share some insights with us.
Right. And in the meantime, page 13 of what we sent you over, we could kind of skim over them right now if you want, unless there's something else you want to talk about. If you want to wait for them, that's fine.
Well, why don't we wait for them?
Why don't we wait for them?
I think so.
Okay. So I have a friend. Let's call her Flo.
Okay. Okay. Flo.
We'll call her Flo. Hello, Flo.
Yeah.
Flo has been selling. Flo has been selling on eBay for a while, but she is a brand new listener to our show. As a matter of fact, she listened for. I've known her for a few years, but she just started listening the other day, so she heard a half of one show. Okay, so even though she's been selling for a while on eBay, she hasn't had the privilege of hearing your dulcet tones talk on the following subjects, okay? Number one, she started blocking any buyer who has not bought at least 10 items.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, what do you have to say about that?
That's just, I mean, are you on eBay to sell or are you on eBay to judge?
I've never heard it put that way.
Well, okay. It's quite the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I don't mean to be harsh, but Flo, you can't. That's like standing out on the street and saying to people while you're having a yard sale, no, I don't want your money. No, I don't want your money.
And I kept
You make terrible assumptions about people based on their feedback, by the way.
And I kept bringing up things like, you know, you're an entrepreneur now. And she hasn't heard these words before, okay? You're an entrepreneur now. You've got to realize that every now and then there's going to be a bad apple. It happens. But you have to put that into your mix as far as what your losses. She says, I've had losses. And I said, how many? She couldn't tell me. She didn't know. I said, you've got to figure this out and figure the percentage because every single business has it. Right,
right,
Griff?
Yeah, and I want Flo to last on eBay. But if she's canceling bids or...
not allowing them, even.
Or how you can't block them. You can't block them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can't block someone from bidding or buying your item unless you put them on your block list. But this doesn't... Which, you know, I hate the block list. And Brian, I want it gone. She's shaking. Brian's sitting here because we're getting ready for the next segment. There's no mechanism. We would never provide a mechanism to block people from buying. What sense does that make? It's lunacy. Oh, I've got money and I want to buy the item. Yeah, well, you're not up to snuff because you don't have a feedback of 10. That's just lunacy. That is not going to work. You will not be able to sell on eBay with any success if you adopt that attitude.
And I want her to be very successful.
Yeah, we want Flo to be
She's
successful. She could quit her waitress job. and be a full-time entrepreneur.
Exactly.
On eBay, selling to every buyer that waves money in her face.
Exactly. And as I was telling her this morning, you need to, you know, put that into your calculations that there's going to be a loss or two once in a while.
Yeah, it happens, but it's no big deal.
It should be a small percentage. If it's a big percentage, then you need to look at what you're doing.
Yeah.
You need to look at your listings, etc. She also asked about the new seller hub, and she's very suspicious. She wants to know what it's all about.
Oh, she's suspicious. Oh, brother.
A
poor
little
Flo.
Suspicious.
Something has happened to Flo in her life to
I
make her
know,
so.
I know, but she's such a nice person and smart.
Yeah. So the new seller hub is a vast improvement. Take it from me. I've been selling on eBay for 20 years. It's a vast improvement to anything we've ever presented before when it comes to providing sellers a more efficient location on eBay to find everything they need and to do everything they need as a seller. So
that's why it's called a hub.
Yeah. It's a good thing.
Yes.
It's definitely a good thing.
So her next question was, are they going to make listing any easier?
Well,
is the hub going to help with listing?
I don't know what that means. You're going to always have to upload photos, and you're always going to have to enter text. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay.
I mean, if someone...
So is the hub going to change the way we list in any way?
Not really, no.
Okay.
Long term, you know, we're always making things more efficient, but for now... Listing is listing. It's data entry is data entry. You got to describe the item and show photos. You got to pick a price. You got to put it in a category.
So here's the deal, Flo. We love you. We want you to succeed as an entrepreneur and as an eBay seller, and you've got to get your head in another direction. I said, why don't you use buy it now if you're afraid of, you know, pay for it now and buy it now if you're afraid of losses. And she says, no, I like auctions. Well, okay.
But what is she? So what is she doing if somebody wins the auction and they've got less than 10 feedback?
I don't know.
Well, that could be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll follow Flo's progress.
Okay.
This segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Up next, we're going to talk about these new free listings when we come back with eBay Radio.
Shipping can be complicated. Make it simple with ShipStation. ShipStation is customizable so you can automate your shipping process just the way you like it. Nearly every single shipping task and decision, from choosing a carrier and service to importing and processing orders, can be set up to work auto-magically. Brand labels with your logo, even tailor notification emails to suit your business, so every aspect of your customer's order experience has your personal touch. ShipStation works right from the cloud and integrates directly with eBay. You can batch print multiple labels for USPS, UPS, FedEx, DHL, and other services, all at the same time. There's even a mobile app that lets you print shipping labels from anywhere. If you're eligible for discounts from UPS, FedEx, or somebody else, ShipStation will pull them in. Plus, you get an awesome discount on USPS rates just for using ShipStation. Try it free for 30 days at ShipStation.com.
Many online sellers suffer from email overload. ShaverWorld's Marguerite Garigian and her four colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread. If the customer responds, you have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they're worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How do
did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.